Evening and welcome to our evening chapel service. We begin with the Office of Compline, page 128 in the front part of the hymnal. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and peace at the last. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your anger toward us. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.
continue with this evening's devotion of lessons and hymns focusing on the power of God's holy angels. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And of the angels he says, He makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation? But watchful is the angel band that follows Christ on every hand, to guard his people where they go, and break the counsel of the foe. From Daniel this may well be seen, when he sat in the lion's den, and likewise angels rescued Lot, that the ungodly harmed him not. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him, and also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth,
to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
And the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.
But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was.
Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
When Mary Gabriel's words received, within her was her son conceived. Alleluia, alleluia.
From virgin's womb doth he proceed, no human father doth he need. Alleluia, alleluia. To shepherds did an angel come to tell them there was born a son. Alleluia, alleluia.
But the angel answered and said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know you seek Jesus who was crucified.
He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay.
And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Christ the Lord is risen today. Sons of men and angels say, Raise your joys and triumphs high. Sing ye heavens and earth reply.
Lord, give thy angels every day command to guide us on our way, and bid them every evening keep their watch around us while we sleep. So shall no wicked thing draw near to do us harm or cause us fear, and we shall dwell when life is past with angels round thy throne at last.
In your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit,
for you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and most merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen.